And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Now, you remember we started this week with this commentary from you.
Can I just tell you what I think this debate is really about is acknowledging privilege. In this country, we hate to acknowledge that any of us gets any sort of leg up at all. In fact, the more privileged you are, it seems the less likely you are to admit it.
Now, those thoughts registered with quite a number of folks out there, prompting us to receive notes like this one from Betty.
The lack of privilege perceived by the economically privileged is a breathtaking fact. As a middle-aged, educated white woman from an upper-middle-income upbringing, I've led a distinctly lower-middle-income, upper-low-income adulthood. I can tell you the difference is as noticeable to me as it is not to its regular recipients. Can you hear the echoes of white privilege here? I can.
Thank you, Benny. Speaking of racial attitudes, this week we also talked with a group of reporters about the challenges they face in covering the 2008 presidential campaign. We wanted to know particularly how they factored sometimes complicated issues of race into their reporting. During that conversation, we also asked you to tell us how fairly you feel the campaign season is being covered with respect to race. Here's what we heard from Megan.
I'm a college-educated woman, white Hispanic, in her 50s. I'm tired of being sliced and diced and hearing every single permutation of how people think other groups are going to vote. I do not think that it's helpful, and I think that it can be very destructive. I think, you know, once in a while, taking a little pulse is okay, but the focus has been extreme.
Okay, Megan, thanks for that. And yesterday, we brought listeners an interesting story on healthcare in this country. We talked about how some hospitals are deporting seriously ill undocumented immigrants who cannot pay for long-term care. Now, given the nature of the subject, it didn't take long at all for listeners to weigh in on this. Let's take a listen.
My name is Joshua. I work in healthcare in the Washington, D.C. area. And like the gentleman before said, a lot of hospitals are for-profit, and I work for one that is a for-profit hospital. Really not surprised at what you guys are discussing. I think it really needs some more discussion in a more grand scale because it affects everyone.
Thank you, Joshua. And speaking of healthcare, we also received a very personal reflection from blogger DJ in response to a conversation we had early in the week with activist Phil Wilson about the prevalence of HIV/AIDS in the African-American community. I'm going to read a portion of it. DJ writes, "I am a black gay man who is HIV positive. I did not contract HIV because the Bush administration didn't provide me with enough AIDS education. I contracted HIV because I had unprotected sex with a multitude of strangers trying to fill the void of an absent father. If Phil Wilson wants to come up with a strategy for fighting AIDS in the black community, he should suggest that black women wait to have children with men they are married and committed to, and that black men remain in the home and raise these children, build their characters, and instill in them the values that might prevent one from contracting HIV. Thank you, DJ, for that. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number, again, is 202-842-3522. Or go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.